you back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And it is Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle. Mr. Disney is on assignment. What an assignment it was, huh?
Sure.
Hanging out in Salt Lake City, getting that store open. But we are the Data Doctors. We're here every Saturday afternoon to help you and yours with technology issues. Not just computers, but anything with data, we can probably help you with. And even things that don't have data, we might be able to help you with.
Possibly.
We are looking back at 2005 on this particular show. That's kind of the theme. So if you'd like to chime in on what you thought were particularly interesting segments of the tech community that occurred in 2005, we welcome your comments. If you just go to our website, datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, you'll see a place where you can ask a question, make a suggestion, send a comment kind of thing. And we'd love to hear from you on what you thought was particularly interesting in 05. Also, if you're out there and you're trying to get that last-minute tech gift and you're just not really sure what to buy, the last-minute tech gift hotline is open.
That's right.
Now, all the lines are full now, so when you hear somebody hang up, you can give us a holler at 602-277-5827. Do wait for somebody to hang up. We're going to see if we can help Nora.
Yes.
Nora, you're looking for a laptop, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, is this for you or is it a gift?
That's for me.
For you, okay.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you want a laptop versus a desktop, and tell me why you want a laptop instead of a regular desktop.
Because I already have a desktop, and I need something that I can mobilize to write letters when I'm at work.
I see. So you want to be able to carry it around, so on and so forth.
Yeah, all and right. Something that I can travel with overseas.
Okay.
Where my son can also watch movies, and he can play games.
Okay. Well, that helps a lot because the what you want to do with the unit determines really what you should be looking at. Just about everything out there nowadays in a notebook, even the ones that are under $1,000, which there are quite a few now, will all play movies. They will all burn CDs. They will all get on the internet. They generally all, for the most part, unless you get into the real low end, they have built-in wireless so that you can connect to wireless connections. The switching mechanism that allows them to work overseas is pretty much built into the power transformer, so the only thing you'll need is those adapter kits so that you can plug it into the overseas wall sockets.
Uh-huh.
In fact, you can buy kits for $20, $30 that'll have every kind of connector there is for just about any country in the world.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, where do I buy? Where in the curve do I buy, and what kinds of features are important to me?
Right.
So one of the things you're going to want to make sure you look at is the battery system, since you want to be able to watch movies.
The battery system?
Yes, because if you're not careful, you'll buy what you perceive to be a really good deal on a laptop. And
yeah.
The first time you go to watch a movie, you'll get about an hour into the movie, and then the battery's going to die.
Okay.
And you're like, wait a minute. If you
all
travel
right.
a lot and you want to watch a lot of movies, I highly recommend that you factor in an additional battery.
Okay.
Count on all buying right. an extra battery. And in fact, on the lower priced machines, a lot of times one of the reasons that they're lower priced is they put a lesser battery in it that's got less battery life.
Okay.
So you can get an extended life battery. That will give you. So if you have two batteries and one of them is extended life, that'll take care of that issue.
All right. You
need to play around with it. Is it too heavy? A lot of people don't realize by the time you get a notebook and the power adapters and extra battery and all that, you've got a pretty heavy pack.
That's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
So there's a lot of really cool backpack style laptop cases instead of the traditional kind of handheld ones.
Yeah.
And they're a lot more convenient. I travel all the time, and unfortunately, I still have the old style, and I'm going to have to convert over to a backpack style laptop case because it's just so much easier when you're traveling.
Okay. All right. That's good.
So
I have another question. Some of the laptops, they have Intel inside, and there's another name,
AMD.
Yeah. So which one do you recommend?
That in and of itself, I wouldn't make the decision based on the processor because they design them to all work together. So because that can get very, very technical, they're both very good processors.
Okay.
So don't use that as a buying factor because the things that are technical you'll probably never really understand, but the things like, is it a wide screen? Is it big enough of a screen? Is the keyboard laid out, and is it comfortable for you to use? You know, the kind of touch display it uses for the mouse, the number of ports that you have to be able to plug things in. Those kinds of issues kind of come into play. Really, for what you're telling me you want to do, it doesn't sound like you're doing anything heavy duty. You're not crunching big spreadsheets. You're not doing video editing. You're not doing a lot of that type of thing. So,
no.
Kind of middle of the road. Just stay away from the very lowest priced units.
Yeah, okay.
Stay away from those because they're disposable and they tend to have cut a lot of corners.
Huh.
And the quality is not going to be as good. So you might save $100 or $200 going to the lowest priced unit, but chances are it's not going to last anywhere near as long.
I see.
Are you going to be using this, or a child, or a combination?
Combination.
Okay, so the only thing that the child may want to do that would cause problems for a lesser laptop is if they're really into games, gaming.
Yeah.
You know, like the shoot 'em up games and the flying games where there's a lot of action. That requires a lot more power. In fact, that'll push a computer harder than anything else will do.
I see.
Games really, really stress the computer out, so you have to have a lot of power to be able to have that gaming experience to be fluid.
I see.
I don't recommend getting a laptop for that type of gaming because you have to spend a lot of money.
You know, only when we travel, you will use it. You will not use it if it's in the house because you have his own computer in
sure.
the house.
Sure. And card games, solitaire, Tetris, those kinds of games, no problem.
Yeah, those are the ones he uses. He doesn't have any. Yeah, all right. Okay.
So one final piece of advice I'll give you, if you don't have a very in-depth technical understanding of computers, what you want to be concerned about when you're buying your laptop is also not just what it is and how much, but what happens when it breaks.
Right.
So who you buy it from is just as important, if not more important, than what you buy. Because, I'm sorry?
No, I call a Getaway,
mm-hmm.
and they have like an extended guarantee that the same thing I have in my computer, and they also have customer service. And
right, but who's going to come help you, or what do you have to do? Do you have to send the laptop in?
Right, send it. I have to send it in.
Yeah, yeah. See, you can buy it from a local retailer, and you won't have to send it in. You can take it right into where you bought it from.
Uh-huh.
But you have to make sure that the company you bought it from, that's their service policy. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
So you have to ask, okay, what do I do? What exactly do I do if this thing breaks? Ask them that. And then, because you probably want somebody that says, just bring it here, we take care of it, where you don't have to figure out how to ship it, and you don't have it for weeks and weeks and weeks because it's in the service center.
Right.
You know, that's when you start to say, well, I wish I hadn't bought this product, but by then it's too late, right? So
sure.
Do your homework on the service side as well, okay?
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck,
Thank
Nora.
You. Thank you very much.
And happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Whichever.
Happy holidays to you, too.
All right. Take care. Yes.
No, one of the biggest issues that I've seen where you have to ship the computer off is people will ship it off to have it fixed.
Yes.
They'll get it back, and they'll be like, where's all my stuff?
Where's all my data?
And there was a problem with your operating system. We had to just scratch everything.
No, we did you a favor. We replaced the laptop for you.
Right.
Oh, why didn't somebody tell me? In fact, we see this all the time in our stores. People have started to figure out, if I'm going to send my laptop away, regardless of what they're telling me, I'm not comfortable that necessarily my data is going to make it back.
Right.
In some cases, like the laptops we sell, a lot of times what we'll do is pull the hard drive out if we have to send the unit back to the manufacturer,
mm-hmm.
and keep the hard drive at the shop so that there's no way that the customer's data can get kind of wiped out. So if you're in that situation out there, you need to have your laptop serviced. See if that's an option for you, because that's a much better service option for you, because you can literally have the hard drive taken out, put into a protective device, and take it home yourself so you control your own data, as opposed to sending it off and you're hoping the people that you talk to, which have nothing to do with the people that actually touched your machine, which have nothing to do with the people that are shipping it, will actually follow through on their promise. So remember, the data is the key. Track the data and you'll be happy. If the data gets lost, we see it all the time. It's ugly.
It's the most important part of your system.
It is. I mean, it's the whole point. A great analogy, one of our operators, I think the Boston operator, threw his wallet out on the table and said, that wallet's worth, you know, nothing, except for what's in it. Is invaluable, and that's kind of what your computer is. The physical computer is pretty irrelevant. Boy, that data sure is valuable.
Yeah.
And people are starting to understand that, that relationship there, so that who cares about the cost of the machine? I got to make sure my data stays intact. So, all right, when we, let's see, 46, I don't see, yeah, hey, look at that, I almost hit the brake right on the nose.
You're awesome.
By the end of the show, I'll have this down. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, Brandon Disney, who normally pushes the buttons, is out on a road assignment, so he'll be back with us next week. But for the time being, you're stuck with Chad and I. When you hear somebody hang up, our lines are full again, but when you hear somebody say hang up, 602-277-5827, or give us a shout out through our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section and enjoy. We'll be right back after this.